This is Heather Johnson, and you're listening to the Ayurveda Life School Podcast, episode number 134, Protecting Your Digestion During the Holidays. This podcast is for people who want to take their health physically, emotionally, and spiritually to a whole new level using Ayurvedic medicine, the ancient healing tradition from India. This is the Ayurveda Life School Podcast, and I'm your host, Heather Johnson. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm so happy to have you all here and enjoying a beautiful November day. It is actually Thanksgiving as I'm recording this, and I thought it only appropriate to take a few moments this morning first to express some gratitude for all of you for listening to the show, for coming and showing up here each week, and for learning and growing within Ayurveda. I just think it's awesome we can do this as a community. It is really useful and helpful for me to know that you're out there, that you're listening and you're getting some benefit from this, because that is truly the reason why I do the show. The second thing I thought was useful to give gratitude for this morning is just the miracle of being alive. It is truly miraculous what our bodies are capable of and the way that they can heal and the intelligence within each cell. And the more that we tap into that and we learn and understand and connect more deeply with our bodies and what they need, the more we find greater health. So today's topic is about the holidays and how to improve and have better digestion through the holidays. This is an important topic. As we know, digestion is foundational to having health. Everything else kind of hinges on that. So today will be a quick episode where I just share with you some of the suggestions about how to get through the holidays without really aggravating your digestion, protecting your GI tract, and still enjoying being at all of these social gatherings that I know a lot of us missed out on last year because of COVID. And depending on where you live in the world, you may still be more isolated. Some areas are opening up, so we're able to be with family, which is really nice. But either way, there's some really important things that we can do. So I just wanted to cover a few of those today, give you some tips on this beautiful Thanksgiving here in America today and how we can start to get more healthy. First thing is sticking to a routine. This can be really challenging during the holidays, especially if you're traveling, if you're spending time with family, if you're doing things a little bit differently than you normally do, but really work on sticking to your routine. This means sleeping at the same times. This means you might have to say no to that late night out with friends or with family when everybody's wanting to stay up and, you know, go out for something entertainment or watching a movie or doing things in the evening, but it will really bless your health and your digestion will feel so much better. So stick to your routine with sleeping, your routine with when you're eating your meals. Let's say you're going to go out and indulge in something that's not a food you eat regularly. It's a little bit heavier. It's maybe not as helpful for your digestion. Just do it at a regular mealtime, right? We don't want to be completely restricted in all things because it's really not very fun, first off, and it's not sustainable. So you may be able to, you know, withstand for a few days and then maybe you overdo it. So better if you're going to make a choice to eat something that is a seasonal food that you only have at the holidays, do it on a regular meal schedule. Don't be eating that at like 10 p.m. at night, right? Have it with your lunch meal preferably. That's the time we're able to digest the best. So you should be having those meals earlier and then stick with something a little bit lighter at dinner. So maybe make lunchtime when you're going to have your indulgence if you're going to have that. And staying with movement of your body. Oftentimes we get into the holidays, if we're staying with guests or we have guests at our home, and so we kind of drop off our exercise and movement, but that is the most important time to stick with it because it helps to keep your immunity strong, it helps to keep your circulation moving, your respiratory rate, and it's very good just for keeping all of that ama toxicity moving through your body. We always want to be aiding our body in cleansing and flushing, so move your body. Get up and go for a walk, do your yoga in the morning, lots of good breath work. Anything that you can do for, you know, 15 to 20 minutes is going to be super helpful for keeping your body feeling really good during the holiday season. Now, when we start looking at the foods and the habits we're having around our food, that's a place we really want to focus on simply because we do tend to eat a little more erratically and a little bit richer during the holidays. So avoiding having complicated meals will be useful. That means that when you go to a, let's say a buffet, or you go to a potluck meal where everyone's brought different items, or even something like our Thanksgiving meals here in America where we have so many different options, choose just two or three. don't try to eat a little of everything, because that is really complicating to your stomach to figure out how to digest. We know there are stages of digestion, that sweet food digests at different rates than proteins and heavier foods. So we want to make sure that we're not eating things that are incompatible. There's a lot of rules within Ayurveda about food combining. They can get super complicated. What I like to do to simplify it is just to focus on a few of them. First one is making sure that we're not eating fruit with other things. So if you're going to be having like a fruit pie at the end of the meal, better to eat that isolated and separate from the meal, right? Give it several hours before you have that fruit pie. Or if you're going to be having like a fruit cocktail, or even if you're eating like fresh fruit in the morning, have that separate from other food because it will digest much better. It won't ferment in the stomach and create a lot of indigestion. The second thing that you can really look at is not having too heavy foods together. So if you're going to be having, let's say, turkey and potatoes, those are both really heavy foods. So choose the one that you like the most and eat that instead and eat it with other lighter foods. The third thing that I like to work on is not mixing raw and cooked. So if you're going to have a big, fresh, raw salad, which this time of year is not the best, but let's say that's what you're choosing, it would not be as helpful to have on the side some cooked vegetables because the cooked food and the raw food digest at different rates. So most beneficial is going to be to go with cooked foods. So stay away from the raw foods this time of year. Keep those for summer. Right now is best for you to go with more of the cooked foods. Now, if you live in a part of the world where you are in summer and it is more warm, then you could go with more raw, but you wouldn't want to have a lot of cooked with it. Okay, so we kind of want to balance it out. Overall, the general rule is that cooked is going to be easier to digest than raw. So those are just a few basic food combining principles. There is so much that you can study and learn and read about food combining and start to practice, but it can be so overwhelming that you feel paralyzed to eat. So stick with those few basics. That will just be a great way for you to start. Now, adding in herbs is also helpful. So I like to make sure when I know I'm going to be eating a little bit heavier that I have my really good digestive herbs. A few ways that you can do those is before your meal, you can take a little bit of ginger, fresh ginger, grate about a half a teaspoon of it, put a little bit of rock salt with it. I like to squeeze a little bit of lemon on it and just eat that. So you can do it as a grated ginger or just a little thin slice, like a paper thin slice of ginger. And about 15 minutes before you eat, have one of those. That's going to help to stimulate your digestion. Your Agni is going to be increased by that. Also, when you're drinking water throughout the day, adding just a little bit of salt will help. Salt is a very good demulcent in the body. It helps your body to retain water just a little bit, so it's more hydrating, and it's going to help to keep everything more balanced. So that's going to aid with digestion as well. Something that you might not think about is ghee. Ghee actually stimulates your Agni. It improves digestion. So you can add some ghee. If you're going to have some cooked vegetables, put ghee on them. That's going to be really useful. Or if you're going to have something to drink like a tea, put a little bit of ghee with it is good. Another thing I try to do throughout the day that's really useful is just sipping warm water. So I keep my thermos near me and I'll just sip that warm water about every 15 minutes. It's going to help to keep things moving through your system. You'll feel so much better. It's amazing how much better your food can digest when you're extra hydrated. And if you find that you aren't feeling very hydrated, you've been really dry, which I have been having issues with that this fall. And I think a lot of it is because of the change. Like I moved recently and it's just been a lot of flux. So my vata has been a little bit out of control. And so I've experienced a lot more dryness. So adding a little bit of that salt, a little bit of lemon, and a little bit of maple syrup, some sweetener into your water and just drinking that mixture throughout the day with the warm water is really useful. So I'll do that in place of my warm water. I'll just keep that warm and sip throughout the day on that one. But adding all of those things are going to be really good and helpful. One other thing I like to do to add in some more herbs is to drink a takra, or you'll see it called a lassi drink. And I'll do that at the end of the meal, especially lunch. That's probably my favorite one to do. And a simple, easy way to make this that's good for all the doshas is just to take about a half or fourth cup of yogurt, and you would want it to be an organic, plain yogurt, not a sweetened yogurt. But an organic plain yogurt, you can choose fat-free or full-fat depending on your dosha. Kaphas will do better with the fat-free. Vatas and pittas can do the full-fat. And then add in just a little bit of herb based upon your dosha. So if you're experiencing a lot of increase in kapha dosha, meaning your digestion's kind of heavy and sluggish, you eat and then you're not hungry for maybe 6 hours, you're still not having a good appetite, then Trikatu is going to be really great. And Trikatu is one that I really recommend for everyone after a really heavy meal. Even if you're not kapha dosha, a little bit of that Trikatu has got a lot of heat and it can help to get things moving. So Trikatu is something that I keep on hand when we're going to eat something a little bit heavier. Now for the other doshas, we've got Avipatta Kar and we have Hingvastak. Hingvastak is going to be the most useful for Pitta, and Avipatta Kar is going to be the most useful for Vata. So you would add those herbs into the lassi. And it's a small amount of herb. You can start with about a fourth of a teaspoon to an eighth of a teaspoon. So you can go really small or a little bit more. Kind of taste it, see how it tastes and how that reacts with your body. And you'll take that fourth cup of yogurt, one cup of water, and then an eighth to a fourth teaspoon of the herb and blend that together. Let it sit on your counter so it comes to room temperature, and then just drink that after your lunchtime meal. It's a really simple, easy way to aid your digestion if you're going to be eating heavier for that day. Something else to remember is that your stomach needs space to churn the food. So you should not be eating until you are stuffed. If you're having to unbutton your pants, probably a little too much food in there. So instead, we want to think of having a third of the stomach with food, a third with liquid, and one third should be empty. So when you think of that ratio, you realize, oh, good, I've left some space for churning, some space for it to move around. And when I say liquid, I don't mean that we should be drinking a bunch of water with our meals. We know that's not going to be helpful for digestion, but you could be having like a brothy soup, right? Or you should have some food that's got a little bit of moisture in it. So when you look at all of your foods, you don't want to just eat dry foods. You want to make sure there's moisture in those foods. So that can be a helpful thing as well within that. Some other suggestions are keeping your mind calm. During the holidays, we have so much movement. Taking just a few moments every day to get centered, this could look like journaling. For some people, that's really helpful. And I've actually read some studies that it's actually more useful to handwrite when you journal as opposed to like typing, because you're able to have a connection between your mind and your hand and the words. So handwriting something, journaling that out could be very simple. Maybe it's writing down gratitudes or an intention for your day, but something to keep you kind of focused is going to be very useful. And it's a perfect time of year to shift your energy to others, to shift your attention to service. When we get out of our own space and out of our own desires and what we want, we are able to step more fully into embracing our highest self, because that's all about dharmic purpose and giving as opposed to what we're getting. That's one thing I just love about the holidays, and I love that we see this happen for people, that their hearts are turned to one another and we are more kind, we are more loving, we are more generous, and not just with our resources but with our own hearts, that we're more open and loving and forgiving. So maybe you need to forgive someone. Maybe this is a good time, especially if you're going to be around family this holiday season. Good time to practice forgiving. I think we're given families in order to help ourselves develop into being better people, because we sure get a lot of opportunities to practice that when we're around family. I know today we are hosting. We're going to have 18 people at our house today, which is insane and crazy. And we're doing it all very safely if you're concerned about us health-wise, but it's interesting to see how the emotions come up when you think about being with family in that context. You have to really work on being your best self in order to have love for all these different personalities. So that is my goal today, and I thought that would be useful to share all of these thoughts with you as I was moving into having all these family members over, to remind me to stay in a place of love and understanding and forgiveness and compassion and empathy and all the things that we need when we're with our family for that long period of time. As you move into the holidays, I'd love to know what works well for you, how you're able to find balance, to find peace and harmony within your body, your digestion, your patterns, as well as with the people around you, because it is definitely a time that can be challenging, but it can also be a great time for growth. So I'm off now to cook a little bit more delicious food and create more opportunities for growth as our house becomes invaded by a lot of family. So I hope you're having a beautiful day, a beautiful week. And as always, continue to learn, grow, and expand who you are. That's the whole point of this existence. That's why we study Ayurveda. It's not so we can become an expert at Ayurveda. It's so that we can live a full, beautiful, and happy life. Enjoy this week. Namaste.
Before you go, was this episode helpful for you? Well, the most helpful thing you can do in return is to leave a review in iTunes. The reviews are what keep the podcast going. And be sure to subscribe and share this episode if you loved it. You can connect with me online at AyurvedaLifeSchool.com, on Instagram, and on Facebook at Ayurveda Life School. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.